G'day, it's Moffy. Today is January 15. It was on this day in 1971 that George Harrison released My Sweet Lord. I really want to know you. Really want to go with you. Really want to show you love, but it won't take long. And in 1972, Don McLean went to number one with this song.
Bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry.
American Pie stayed there at the top for 4 weeks. Leo Sayer had the number one hit in the US in 1977 with You Make Me Feel Like Dancing.
You make me feel like dancing. I'm gonna dance the night away.
Well, that was at the top of the singles charts. At the same time, this topped the albums charts on this day for the Eagles.
Welcome to the hotel.
Wikipedia went online for the first time 20 years ago today, and in 2009, US Airways Flight 1549 landed safely in the Hudson River less than 2 minutes after takeoff.
Okay, 1529, turn right 280, you can land runway 1 at Teterboro.
We can't do it.
Okay, which runway would you like at Teterboro?
We're going to be in the Hudson.
I'm sorry, say again, Cactus. Eagle 5, 4718, turn left bank 210.
210, 4718. I think he said he was going to the Hudson.
The plane carrying 155 people on board collided with birds. The story then became the basis for the movie Sully, featuring Tom Hanks.
We had both of them rolling back.
In 1994, Harry Nilsson died of heart failure, age 52.
Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone.
And Dolores O'Riordan from The Cranberries died on this day in 2018. The 46-year-old passed away in London.
The mother of three was found dead in her hotel room in London. She was in town for a recording session.
And celebrating his birthday today, rugby league legend Greg Inglis, who turns 34 today.
Here comes Inglis, inside the 30. Inglis is burning. Greg Inglis has scored again.
And it all happened today, January 15.